Protostellar collapse simulations in spherical geometry with dust coagulation and fragmentation, by Hugo Lebroy et al. We model the coagulation and fragmentation of dust grains during the protostellar collapse with our newly developed shark code. It solves the gas dust hydrodynamics in a spherical geometry and the coagulation fragmentation equation. It also computes the ionization state of the cloud in the ohmic, ambipolar and Hall resistivities. We find that the dust size distribution evolves significantly during the collapse, large grain formation being controlled by the turbulent differential velocity. When turbulence is included, only ambipolar diffusion remains efficient at removing the small grains from the distribution. Brownian motion is only efficient as a standalone process. The macroscopic gas dust drift is negligible for grain growth and only dynamically significant near the first Larsen core. At high density, we find that the coagulated distribution is unaffected by the initial choice of dust distribution. Strong magnetic fields are found to enhance the small grains depletion, causing an important increase of the ambipolar diffusion. This hints that the magnetic field strength could be regulated by the small grain population during the protostellar collapse. Fragmentation could be effective for bare silicates, but its modeling relies on the choice of ill-constrained parameters. It is also found to be negligible for icy grains. When fragmentation occurs, it strongly affects the magnetic resistivities profiles. Dust coagulation is a critical process that needs to be fully taken into account during the protostellar collapse. The onset and feedback of fragmentation remains uncertain and its modeling should be further investigated. This was Protostellar Collapse Simulations in Spherical Geometry with Dust Coagulation and Fragmentation, by Hugo Lebroy et al.